Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. Amen. Notice I've changed the title of the sermon. That happens between Thursday and Sunday. As we come to these closing chapters of the Gospel of Matthew, it takes on a more ominous tone. You may have caught that in the lesson today. The teachings of Jesus are about the second coming, a time of hope when Christ will return. Well, this is important to the Matthean community because they are going through a very troubled time. When time came for Matthew to write down his gospel, it is just prior to the destruction of Jerusalem, and in the whole country of Palestine is filled with political and economic unrest. The fledgling Christian movement is no longer welcome in the synagogues, and as such is beginning to face persecutions and violence. It is a minority religion among a minority people. It is misunderstood and it is mistreated, and people are asking themselves, what have we gotten ourselves into? And here is where the church under Matthew's leadership recalls the words of Jesus about being prepared for a second coming, the coming of the bridegroom to meet his bride, the church. The virgin bridesmaids are all part of the wedding party, though some are not as wise as others. Some are prepared for the coming difficulties, while others are not. Such Bible stories are important to us in the 21st century as well, because we too are seeing all sorts of unrest and upheaval all around us. Political, religious, economic troubles, locally and on a worldview. They're all part of our present and recent memory. We once felt fairly secure, but now we are not so sure what the future will bring. In several parts of the world today, Christians fear for their very lives, and in our own setting, one Christian group slanders another. When one group of Christians is unfaithful, all Christians are called unfaithful. When one Christian leader speaks falsely, all Christians are labeled hypocrites. So Jesus tells his followers to be prepared for the eventualities of this time, the prospects of the darkness of the present hour. The day of the Lord is not all light. It is also filled with dread and darkness. Midnight of the dark night of the soul is upon us. Last Sunday, on All Saints Sunday, we learned that we are all blessed by God's grace and mercy. Nothing has changed about that. The gospel is still and always good news for those who are in Christ. And in this election month, it is good to know that Christ has elected us all to be in him. He has chosen us. He has selected us to be a part of the kingdom of heaven. And that selection has invited us to be prepared to meet Christ as he comes to be our beloved whenever he comes. Yet, the hour is delayed, later than we think it will be. And I think that's so that we'll have plenty of time to ready ourselves. And how do we stay ready? We are to keep our faith active in works of love, not to gain God's favor, but because we are already loved by God, but rather so that we might live out that faith and be little Christs to our neighbor. In just a few moments, we are going to celebrate the Lord's Supper around this table. But after that, we are going to invite you to provide a Thanksgiving dinner, a supper for your neighbor who is in need. And we hope that you will take a few moments after worship to contribute whatever you can to a dinner to help those in our community who do not have the means for a Thanksgiving dinner. This is just one of the ways that we might put our faith into action through works of love, because we ourselves have been first loved by Christ. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness.